This is the Game Act Hotline for May 14th, 2006, episode 34.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Game Addict Hotline.
Welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys could be here and welcome. My name is Luke. Well, welcome back from E3. It was a really big E3 this year, as we all expected. We were a little bit surprised. We saw a lot of winners and losers. We can go ahead and say that the winner, of course, was Nintendo with the Wii. As you can see, with a lot of, there's actually a video on YouTube when they opened up E3 from Kotaku that showed everybody, when they opened it up, all went to the Wii. So it looks like Nintendo won the E3, but there's also Microsoft won. I think Activision probably won as the best third party winners. I think EA was maybe second. Atlas kind of showed off some of its legs. So it's pretty good. It was actually a really good E3. There wasn't a lot of free gear, I guess, this year, or swag, as a lot of people thought there was. Especially last year, there was a lot of swag. So that was a little disappointing, especially PS3, especially with the price point and the Blu-ray drive and all that. But not a lot of people. In fact, there was a t-shirt somebody had that said that they were no on the $5.99 price point, and he was just walking around. It was pretty funny. And all the trash talking from the other people from other companies, it's pretty interesting. But that was it for E3. Right now, we got some other news that was going on before E3 that was actually pretty interesting, and some that actually came up on E3 but I thought would be better here at the Game Act Hotline. So let's go ahead and get to our video game news. First off, Sonic creator Yuji Naka leaves Sega. Creator of the Sonic the Hedgehog series, Yuji Naka, has decided to leave Sega to start his own company called Probe. Yuji Naka leaves with good relations with Sega. In fact, Sega is helping finance the new studio with a 10% capital in the studio. Our next news story, World of Warcraft goes Hollywood. Before the news that Metal Gear Solid was going to become a real action movie, Blizzard announced this week that game World of Warcraft would also be coming to the theater screen. Warner Brothers production studio Legendary Studios will take on the project. This is the same company who has worked on the new Batman movie and the new Superman movie that's going to be coming out later this year. Our next news story, Silicon Graphics files for Chapter 11. Silicon Graphics, the makers of the OpenGL API and the co-developer of Nintendo 64, has filed for bankruptcy this week. The company, started in 1982, was known for its very powerful computer systems and its involvement with multimedia, such as movies, video games, and other 3D effects. Many games today on the PC market continue to use Silicon Graphics' OpenGL for graphics. And finally, Sony turns 60. Sony this week turned 60 years old. Sony, the makers of the PlayStation line, started on May 7th of 1946, when Masaru Ibuka, post-war engineering entrepreneur and gadget forefather, established Tokyo Tsushin Kogyo, or Totsuko, with Akio Morita, which later became the Sony Corporation. We wish them all the best this E3 week, though hopefully a lot more after this E3 week. But okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our sales week. First off, let's see the top wanted game at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Tomb Raider Legend for the Xbox 360. Number 4, X-Men, the official game for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Rockstar Games presents Table Tennis for the Xbox 360. Number 2, New Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo DS. And the number one top wanted game at Gamefly.com is Hitman Blood Money for the Xbox 360. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our top games from Japan this week. Number 5, Pokemon Ranger for the DS. Number 4, Oida yo Dobutsu no Mori for the DS. Number 3, World Soccer Winning 11-10 for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Kashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Motto na o kitte aru Ottana DS for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top game in Japan this week, Tetris DS for the Nintendo DS. Okay, let's look at top PC games for the end of April. Number 5, The Sims 2 by EA. Number 4, World of Warcraft by Blizzard. Number 3, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion by 2K Games. Number 2, The Sims 2 Family Fun Stuff by EA. And the number 1 top game sold in April, the end of April, Guild Wars Factions by NCSoft. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into game releases this week. For the Xbox 360, X-Men, the official movie by Activision. For all systems, X-Men, the official movie by Activision. For the Xbox and PS2, The Da Vinci Code by 2K Games. For the Xbox, West Coast Choppers by Global Star. Fuel by Dreamcatcher Interactive. For the PS2, Ultimate Board Game Classics by Jack of All Games. For the GameCube, Major League Baseball 2K6 by 2K Sports. For the PSP, there are no PSP games this week. For the DS, X-Men, the official movie by Activision. For the Game Boy Advance, Backyard Baseball by Atari. X-Men, the official movie by Activision. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Double Pack by Konami. For the PC, X-Men, the official movie by Activision. The Da Vinci Code by 2K Games. And our game for this week is New Super Mario Bros. By Nintendo for the Nintendo DS. Okay, that's going to be it for today. I'm going to go ahead and take a break real quick and we'll get back to our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C#, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit them at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's look at our game trivia for today.
Do I ever say I'm here standing hollow, falling away from me, falling away from me?
Our first category, E3 press conferences. Did you guys watch the press conferences at E3? I saw all three for Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. Let's go ahead and let's see if you guys saw them. Number one, this is the US price for a 60GB PlayStation 3. Number two, this was the last game showed at Microsoft's press conference. And number three, this game's video feed crashed for a while during Nintendo's press conference. All right, our next category, video game system presidents. Number one, he is in charge of Microsoft's interactive entertainment business in the entertainment and devices division, or the head of Xbox. Number two, this is the president of Nintendo. And number three, he is the president of Sony's Consumer Entertainment, which includes the PS2 division. Okay, let's look at our final category, trivia games. Number one, this game is off the television show that has people answering questions hosted by Alex Trebek. Number two, this classic PC trivia game from Jellyvision had spin-offs with sports trivia, television trivia, and movie trivia, and had some great commercials after you completed the game. And number three, this awful Xbox PS2 PC trivia game off the Great Board Game had celebrities asking you questions from sports and leisure to people and places while you try to get back to the middle of the circle with your hexagon piece filled. Okay, let's look at our final question. You know, before E3 started, the big news was about a recent poll that was done by the AP and AOL Games. They asked people if they play video games. The survey was of 3,024 adults in the US, and it was done several weeks ago in late April. My question to you is, what is the percent of people who said they play video games? Okay, I'll go ahead and let you guys think about those trivia questions, and we'll get back to you. Remember, this is the Game Ag Hotline.
Back off! Incoming! Duck! Yeah! Woo! Jump! Jump, jump! Ooh! Ah!
Yes!
Take your game to the streets with the only multiplayer game phone, the new Nokia N-Gage QD from Singular. Insane graphics and the latest titles. Get yours at Singular Wireless, rated T for teens.
Hi, I'm Michael.
And I'm Wendy, and our podcast is called Another Quiz Show.
Here's a question for you. What's a fun way for you to learn about the news? Is it A, reading last week's newspaper, B, watching the local 10 o'clock news, or C, listening to Another Quiz Show's News Quiz Podcast? If you answer C, you are correct.
On the podcast, we talk about current events, but put them in an entertaining quiz format. Each show features topics from the week's events from around the world.
How well do you know the news? Listen in every week to see how current you are.
If you're a news junkie, this is the show for you. If you're not, then maybe you'll learn a thing or two.
So come on and give us a try. Check us out at www.anotherquizshow.com.
And welcome back to the Game Ag Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's look at our game trivia for today.
Life is one big stage.
Our first category was E3 press conference. Number one, this is the US price for a 60GB PlayStation 3. And I just talked about it earlier today. It is, what is $600? Number two, this was the last game showed at Microsoft's press conference. And the answer is, what is Halo 3? And number three, this game's video feed crashed for a while during Nintendo's press conference. And the answer is, what is Red Steel? Our next category, video game system presidents. Number one, he is in charge of Microsoft's interactive entertainment business in the entertainment and devices division, or in charge of the Xbox. And the answer is, who is Peter Moore? Number two, he is the president of Nintendo. And of course, the answer is, who is Satoru Iwata? And finally, he is the president of Sony's Consumer Entertainment, or part of the PS2 division. And the answer is, who is Ken Kutaragi? Number one, this game is off the television show that had people answering questions hosted by Alex Trebek. And of course, the answer is, what is Jeopardy? Number two, this classic PC trivia game from Jellyvision had spin-offs with sports trivia, television trivia, and movie trivia, and had some great commercials after you completed the game. And the answer is, what is You Don't Know Jack? And number three, this awful Xbox, PS2, and PC trivia game off the great board game had celebrities asking you questions from sports and leisure to people and places while you tried to get back to the middle of the circle with your hexagon piece filled. And the answer is, what is Trivial Pursuit Unhinged? Okay, let's look at our final question. Before E3 started, there was a big poll asking over 3,000 adults in the US how many of them played video games. And the percentage is 40%. Okay, that's going to be it for the Game Act Hotline this week. Remember, you can email me if you have any comments, questions, or any trivia you'd like to hear at gameacthotline@gmail.com. In fact, if you have a podcast and it's for all audiences, go ahead and email me your promo and I'll try to play it on the show. You know, you can also download our show at www.gameaddicthotline.com and also our show notes. And also, you can subscribe to us through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcast. Or go and vote for us at Podcast Alley, or you know what, be friends with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. I'm all tired from E3 and I've done 7 podcasts in 8 days. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go let you guys have a good week, and I will see you next Sunday for another episode of the Game Act Hotline. See you later.